every month. Nonprofit Navigation is a highlight. Thanks to those on behalf of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy doing great things in our world. Dorothy A. Johnson Center. Don't want to forget Dorothy's first name. Glad you're here, as always, Executive Director for the Center. Kyle Caldwell, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Our prize is starting to jump up around our area.
This is the time where we're all getting out and we're recognizing what the beauty of fall is, and it's an exciting time.
Yes, an exciting time as part of our conversation, because I know philanthropy means we are all somewhat expected to give in our time, talent, and treasures. And this is our talking point for today, Giving Days, Kyle.
Yeah, we're getting into that giving season, and so we thought we would share some of the great ways that people can get collectively involved in giving and Giving Days. But I gotta go off script here for a minute, and just say that yesterday, a certain great person in our community was recognized and was given the Athena Award. And I gotta say, I'm feeling like I'm sitting in the glow of brilliance and engagement. And I gotta tell you, this is the first time that I've attended the Athena Award where you did not MC. And so it was sort of strange to see you get the award and not actually run the whole program. And it's just such a great honor to be in your presence. It's a well-deserved honor.
Thank you. I hate to say I didn't see you. I hesitated.
The dark room. I was in the back.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah,
yes,
you.
I'm going to bask in this maybe for another day or two. And then, like I say, we do have work to do. But
absolutely. Well, thank you for letting me embarrass you on your own show. And again, congratulations on receiving the Athena Award.
Yeah, I couldn't have emceed. I don't think it would have been cool to emcee it.
It would have been all about you, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Well, it pretty much was. It was good. Although, let's give our love to Stacy Stout, the Young Athena Young Athena Award winner, and those five scholarship winners as well. So it's
great to see great talent be recognized, both in terms of emergent as well as those who have contributed greatly and deeply and long in our community. So getting back to thank you for letting me embarrass
and
you
giving,
on your own show.
Thank you. And giving back is one of the tenets.
It is. And when you think about giving time, talent, treasure. Having vehicles to help people understand how to give effectively, we've seen an emergent of what we are calling types of giving days. Now, giving days are when we can develop a vehicle, a campaign for any organization to say, this is the time that you can recognize my cause, and here's a vehicle, usually online, where you can contribute to my organization, but to do it collectively on a day. So we have a number of them coming up. One deals with this idea of giving locally. So, this whole localist movement where people are thinking about making things locally, living locally, engaging in your community locally. There's a Giving Local Day in May that allows people to have an online tool where they can talk about their own local giving to an organization. The Midland Area Community Foundation and a number of Midland organizations have been able to capitalize on this day, and it allows them to have a community spirit. There's another one that is coming up in response to a lot of the shopping that goes on Black Friday and during that whole Thanksgiving season, called Giving Tuesday. And that's on November 29th. And it follows Cyber Monday. So if you think about all the activity that goes on when people are thinking about the holiday season and gifts and gift giving, there's oftentimes a lack of opportunity for people to kind of really get into the giving spirit, which is about contributing to others. So Giving Tuesday is a great day that is one of the largest giving days in the world. It is, in the last year, been able to collect over $116 million. And is in 71 countries. It's an online tool. It has a hashtag Giving Tuesday that people can go to and mark as that day. And so if you can imagine a whole world thinking about one day giving to their local cause, and that Giving Tuesday as a vehicle, as a giving day, really allows us to think about how we can leverage all of our resources in our communities for whatever cause we think is important. Then there are giving days that deal with causes, very specific causes that not only raise money, but raise awareness. So there's Give Out Day that works with the LGBTQIA community, and that's in August. And another worldwide giving day where people can not only give to important causes around diversity and inclusion, but also learn about different organizations that are promoting a more open and inclusive lifestyle. So you can think about giving days not only in terms of how to collectively give towards organization, but how to raise awareness around causes. We also, self-servingly, for philanthropy, have a National Philanthropy Day. And this is a day when not only do we encourage people to give to organizations that are really promoting the giving of time, talent, and treasure, but also thinking about the profession of philanthropy, how we think about fundraisers, how we think about nonprofit leaders. That's in November. And our local association of fundraising professionals usually holds a day of celebration on National Philanthropy Day. And there's a very strong network of philanthropy professionals here in the town.
I've actually been honored with the President's Award for that. So I hold that proud on my on the mantle. So thank you for that,
thank
Kyle.
You.
Chronicle of Philanthropy. What's this all about?
Yeah, they've recently published a study from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation that looks at the pros and cons of giving days. So what we wanted to do is really be clear about what giving days are, but what are the pros and cons of those? And so there are five pros that they identify. One, in doing an analysis of all the giving days over a number of years, they found that it really does help attract first-time donors, people that you wouldn't normally get to. And that's the neat thing about social media, that you can really get a broadcast audience, and then they can return their response very intimately right down to your organization. It attracts the younger donor. Oftentimes, those that are most wired to social media are the younger generations. And this is a great way to attract them to a cause that they may not be aware of normally in their interactions in community. And then it nudges donors to give. What's interesting about social media is that it doesn't determine whether you'll give, but it's one more tool to incentivize you to give. And if it's easy and it's quick and people have the information so that they can be a smart consumer, it allows them to not have to sit down with a checkbook and write the check, put it in the mail. They can actually go online real quickly and donate. And it nudges people to do what they would normally do, but makes it quick and easy. And then giving days do more than raise funds. As I mentioned earlier, they do raise awareness. And then finally, they have an opportunity to increase your online giving and turn that into reoccurring gifts. So once you give, it's real easy to say, just renew your gift. Click this button. And so those are some of the advantages. Some of the struggles and challenges is it doesn't necessarily lead to a diverse donor base, that mostly there's three groups that give, mostly Caucasian female donors, those over 40, and college students. But there's a big gap in between there. So how do you get the giving days to engage that transfer of wealth that we know that is coming for those who are retirees and those who are thinking about leaving their legacies? As well as people who are, the white male working every day, and more diverse communities that are working every day, and blue collar workers who would want to give and participate. It also can benefit a nonprofit, but you have to be ready for them. So you have to have a really good reliable social media presence. You have to be savvy on social media. You have to have really good data on your donors. So you've got to have systems that respond quickly to a donor interest, that ensure their security of all their sensitive information, and that provides them good immediate feedback about what they've given to. And then you also have to think about, are there other opportunities to leverage giving days? Are there corporate match opportunities? And do the research on local communities that could possibly be leveraged for your gifts, your solicitation for gifts. And then it can be helpful to think about it in terms of not just giving of treasure, mm-hmm. but how can this be a on-ramp to getting volunteers to your cause? So there is a number of upcoming giving day opportunities for nonprofits to think about and for individuals to think about. One of the things that we always say, though, is when you think about these giving days, do the research, explore the organizations, go online to GuideStar and others to really understand the nonprofits, but think about giving on giving days to be part of a collective movement.
So giving days basically kind of start in October, right?
They do. You know, it really kicks off. There's some that kick off in August, but mm-hmm. I think everybody's sort of lining up around the end of the year giving and also that spirit of giving that we see in Thanksgiving and some of the end of the year holidays.
Yeah. In closing, Kyle, you have some events to share on behalf of the center?
We do. We have a training series that we always hold here at the Johnson Center. One is grant-making webinar series for those who are into the numbers. So we're helping people analyze their 990s and think about grant applications. We have events coming up about event management, how to build sustainability through events, and then continuous improvement through social change. How do we think about being part of local social change movements? All of those are available on our website at johnsoncenter.org.
All right. Another edition of our nonprofit navigation. Thanks to you and yours, Kyle Caldwell, on behalf of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy.
Yep. Thank you.
As I mentioned in my little speech yesterday, there is kind of a nonprofit on every corner.
There is, and we're proud of it.
Good deal. Thanks.